Hey there, I am so excited to let you know that my upcoming book, Building Your Money Machine, is available for pre-order. Now, you might say, why do I want a pre-order book that I'm not going to get until June 11th, 2024, when it comes out? Here's why. First off, it's going to get you access to a whole handful of wealth resources that you can't get anywhere else. They will go away. These are special resources, trainings and tools and templates that allow you to implement them into your life, to get financial freedom started in your life. The whole idea behind this book is to light the path to financial freedom so you get the chance to live a life of choice, not a life of need. To be able to choose what you do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it with. And yet we seem to not want to talk about financial freedom or money or wealth because we demonize it. But the fact is that it's just a tool. And if we use the tool correctly, we have a richer lifestyle, but we have a deeper impact. People's lives are better. And I want to have that conversation. And I want to have it frankly. I want to have it openly. I want to give you the step-by-step process to get yourself the financial freedom. And that's what this book does for you. It's about getting your money to work harder for you than you did for it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to yourmoneymachinebook.com. Check out the wealth resources that you get for free, but they're going to expire. So you need to pre-order the book today, put your information in, and then we'll make sure that we get you the resources to get you on the road and on the path to financial freedom. And until I get a chance to see you on the road or see you on that path, always, always strive to live a life that outlives you. See you soon. Hey there, I'm Mel Abraham, the author of the number one best-selling book, The Entrepreneur Solution, and the founder of Business Breakthrough Academy, where we teach you how to design a business and create a life of financial freedom and peace of mind. And welcome back to this episode, episode number 47 of the Entrepreneur Solution Show. I can't believe that we're hitting 50 episodes already. It's been a tremendous joy for me. And in this episode, we're going to talk about something, you know, given the time of year and everything that's going on. A lot of people say, well, you know, what does it take to be successful? And I think that it has to do with a couple of things. And I'm going to give you a framework and a way to assess where you are, depending on what area of your life. It could be relationships, it could be business, it could be finances, it could be health. What area of your life you're in to decide what zone you're living in. It's called the Success Zone Evaluator. You can actually download the Success Zone Evaluator by going to melabraham.com/session047. Or you can just text me to my legacy, one word, no spaces, to 38470. But when we come back from this brief introduction, we'll jump right in. I'll give you an idea of how the whole thing works, what it is to consider, and maybe understand a little bit better where you are in different aspects of your life. And what maybe needs to happen to get you to move and to shift and to change things in the upcoming 12 months. All right. I hope to see you right after the introduction. See you soon. Bye.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Solution, where highly successful entrepreneur Mel Abraham becomes your entrepreneurial mentor. Here, Mel reveals his business building strategies and even gets a chance to answer your questions. Mel Abraham, a CPA by education, but an entrepreneur by exhilaration and a true believer in the entrepreneurial way of life. It's through entrepreneurship that we create community, support society, and live our dreams. It's where possibility meets reality again, and you can have the life and lifestyle you want, one of freedom and peace of mind. Welcome to this episode of The Entrepreneur Solution, where it's time for you to be bold, dream big, and live life your way.
Hey there, welcome back. I'm Mel Abraham, the author of The Entrepreneur Solution, founder of Business Breakthrough Academy. And welcome back to this episode of The Entrepreneur Solution Show. And in this episode, we're going to spend a little time talking about success and talking about what I think are two of the main drivers of success. Whether it's, and when we talk about success, I'm not talking about just business success or wealth. I mean, certainly that's a big part of it. So how successful are you in business? How successful might you be in business going forward? How about wealth or money matters? How about health? How about health? How are you doing with your health? What you know, are you feeling vibrant? Are you, maybe you need to lose a few pounds. Maybe you need to gain a few pounds. Maybe you're not eating healthy. I mean, I know me, every once in a while, I get that sweet tooth and it gets the best of me. But I got, you know, that it's about where you live most of the time and not necessarily where you live all the time that impacts. So you know, wealth, health, business, relationships. How are your relationships? What are the things that you're bringing to the table of relationships that might increase the success of the relationships, deepen the intimacy of the relationship, all of those types of elements? And I think it comes back to two factors. And in those two factors, when we go through them, kind of put you in what I call one of four zones of success. And depending on the four zones of success, it starts to give you an indication of where you're spending the majority of your time and maybe why the results you're getting are the results you're getting. Now, those results might be the ones you're looking for, but then again, they may not. And so understanding how that plays out. And this model kind of gives you a way to assess yourself, to score yourself, if you will, to really kind of graph where you are in each area of your life. And I invite you to do that. So why don't we get into it a little bit, give you an idea of what it is, how I use it, and how you can use it in your life. And so again, it's called the Success Zone Evaluator. It's effectively a quadrant model. And so there's two things that I think are primary drivers of success. Now, we can talk about purpose. We can talk about desire. We can talk about, I'm going to assume that those are there. Because one of the things that comes into play when we start to look at all those factors is we need to get clarity on a couple of things first. What's my values? What do I stand for? And if you see me speak, you know that I am constantly asking the question, what do we stand for? What do we stand for as a business? What do we stand for as an individual? What do we stand for as a leader? It's one of the most important questions, the most fundamental questions we need to answer, and that many times we don't answer. And when we don't answer, that's when we get sporadic results. That's when we get haphazard results. That's when we get inconsistency. That's when we get people that will compromise their values, that will do things for greed, that will do things for need, that will do things that maybe in other circumstances they wouldn't otherwise do because they didn't get clarity on what they stand for. So let's assume that you've got clarity on your values and that there's conviction behind them. And the way to figure that out is just see what you're doing every day. You may say that this is what I am, this is what I stand for, but if you're not living it, if you're not doing it each and every day, then maybe that's not what you stand for. In fact, one of the things that I tell my clients and folks is that when you want to really understand what someone's convictions are and what someone's values are, don't watch their lips, watch their feet. See what the actions are that they're taking, because those will give you a true indication of what's important to them. And they may turn around and say, hey, getting this project done is important, but they're leaving at 3:00. It's not important. They can give it lip service all day long, but it's not that important if they're leaving at 3:00 without some outside force, like some family emergency or something like that. But so we watch their actions to demonstrate their values, okay? Values are not illustrated, they're not talked about, they're demonstrated, and that's the key. So I'm going to assume that we already have clarity on the values and what we stand for and purpose. Once we have that clarity, then there's two elements that I think really start to drive it, and that is focus and action. It's interesting how we look at people and we'll say that they're gifted. Yes, but maybe they've been gifted with the fact that they stayed focused long enough and they took action, one large enough action on a long-term basis, persistent enough to be successful. Many times people quit just on the cusp of success. They're just inches away from the finish line. They're just inches away. and they give up. And so the question then is, how much focus and how much action are you bringing to the table? And I think that people live in four zones. And the first zone is those that have very little focus and very little action. And this is what I call the frozen zone. I mean, they're pretty much doing nothing. They may be the couch potatoes. They may be people that, in fact, I heard a statistic that the average American watches 4 hours of television a day. 4 hours. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about you're taking 4 hours out of your day to watch mind-numbing television, which, you know, I get it. I watch TV. But I do it specifically, and I watch specific shows. Some of it is just to unwind and unplug, but it's intentional. But to all of a sudden sit in front of the in front of the TV or in front of your computer, mind-numbingly going through your day, and all of a sudden 4 or 5 hours is just squandered away. If you do the math on that, you would see that you would be squandering away years of your life doing things that don't move you towards the things that you're dreaming about. They're doing things that don't move you closer to what your goals are. Doing things that actually erode your wealth, erode your well-being, erode your health, versus getting out and doing things that are more productive. That's what I call the frozen zone. And so those are the folks that take very little action and have very little focus in their life. Now, when we talk about this zone evaluator, one of the things to do is do it in a context. So when I use this tool, I use it in the context of a relationship, in the context of business, in the context of my leadership, in context of my health, in context of my wealth. So I'll run this process multiple times in different contexts of my life to see where I am in that process. The second zone that I think exists is what I call the scattered zone. These are the people that they are just full of energy. And this is actually a curse for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs, thoughtpreneurs, those folks, they got so many ideas, so much creativity coming out of them that what happens is that they take a lot of action with very little focus. Very little focus. And ultimately what ends up happening with them is that they use up a lot of their energy and they get very little progress in the process because it's so scattered. It's sporadic. It's what I call the hummingbird syndrome. You know, the hummingbird doesn't stay on one flower very long, and they move from flower to flower to flower. And these people that live in the scattered zone will do something for a short period of time, not very focused, and then move to something else. Some people will call it the shining ball syndrome. And so those folks live in the scattered zone, and again, their results become sporadic. They may get momentary successes, but they're not necessarily sustainable because they can continue on the path. They shift gears and they move and they change strategies and they change tactics regularly, daily, weekly, monthly, annually. So there isn't a system or process to them. So one of the things that we need to do if we find that we're living in that scattered zone in some aspect of our life is to create systems and processes in place to put focus in, triggering mechanisms. When you get up, maybe I'm not being really good with my health. I need to drink more water. So what's the trigger when you first wake up in the morning to drink 8 ounces of water, 10 ounces of water? What process can you put in place that embeds your success as a result of the process? So you're not having to constantly think about it. But maybe it's setting alarms. I know for me, one of the things that I do, and we'll talk about it in a later episode, is I work in somewhere between 30 and 90 minute intervals. I do not exceed 90 minute intervals. And what I do, because you can get caught up in your thinking and your creativity in the work that you're doing, and you could try to work for hours straight. But there are studies that show that there's a precipitous drop in your effectiveness when you start to work long hours without breaks. And we need to stand up, we need to move around, we need to take breaks, we need to hydrate, we need to continually fuel our system if we're going to continue to be at the highest level of productivity, at high productivity levels. And so one of the things that I'll do is I'll set an alarm on my phone that'll buzz me every 60 or 90 minutes, whatever I set. And so I'll get up and I'll move around. I'll make sure that I'm getting hydration. I make sure that I'm getting a mind break. I make sure that I refocus my eyes on distance and openness. I mean, walk outside, walk down to the beach, and then come back. You know, some people will say, well, that erodes your productivity because you're taking time away. But it's actually a fallacy. Unless you're taking the whole afternoon off, it actually increases your productivity because you come back with a renewed vigor. You don't have the fatigue that's wearing on you in that process. But the point being is that to create a process that will bring that focus into play so you can continue to move forward and move yourself out of the scattered zone. Then there's the third zone that exists, and this is the hope zone. This is the people. Not to poke fun at it, but I'm going to poke fun at it. This is the people that, like, for instance, the movie The Secret. I love the movie. I love the concept. I love the people that are in that. But the fact of the matter is you can hope all day long. You can turn around and talk about the, you know, all the elements that of bringing things into your life. But I got to tell you, it ain't coming into your life until you do the work, until you get up and do the things that are necessary. And so the folks that are in the hope zone are sitting there staring at things. They're hoping for things to come in their life, but they're not taking action. So they're not a whole lot better than the frozen zone as far as the results they're getting, except that they know what they would like to get. The frozen zone, a lot of times, they don't even know what they'd like to get. The hope zone, they actually know what they like to get. They're just not taking the actions to get them there, and that becomes a challenge. So one of the things that we need to do in the hope zone is if you find yourself, whether it's in health, wealth, or business, or relationships, or any of that type of stuff, whichever context it is, if you're living in the hope zone, and we need to bring action. We need to change the things we need to do. We need to break the patterns. And again, put a process in for you to take action. Well, and then there's the last zone of success, which is what I call the success zone. This is where you have high focus, high action with focus that moves you in the direction that you're looking to move into. And these are the people, the high performers, the high achievers, the high productivity leaders, the high, you know, deep intimate relationships, the high leadership folks. It's because they have a concerted focus on that arena in their life, on that zone in their life, that context of their life. And in addition to that focus, they have a pattern of action that continues to move them forward on a regular basis. So I ask you this, when you think about health in your life, where are you? Are you in the frozen zone? Are you in the hope zone? Are you in the scattered zone? You're taking lots of action, but it's not focused, so you're not getting results? Or are you in the success zone? How about your wealth? If you think about your wealth for a moment, where are you with that? You know, is it low action, high focus, low action, high focus? Where are you? Which zone are you in? Because this will give you an indication of what your life could look like in a year, 2 years, or 3 years if you don't change, if you don't shift, if you don't intentionally position yourself in the success zone. So how do we use this tool? So one of the ways that I use the tool is I simply rate myself. I'll take health, for instance, and say, over the last 90 days or the last 30 days, and I try to break things down. Again, I use a 90-90 rule, 90 minutes, 90 days. I try to break my years down into four 13-week sprints, 90-day increments, because I think that they're manageable and they're achievable, and I can make a big difference in 90 days. And so I get my focus zone on that 90-day anchor. But when I reflect on things, maybe I look at it and say, how have I been with my health the last 90 days? Have I taken the actions I should be taking to move me towards optimal health, to move me towards vibrancy? And I rank that on a scale of 0 to 10. And depending on how I look at it, maybe I rank it as an 8, which would put me in the high action, the higher action level. And then I look and I say, how focused have I been? You know, it's one thing to take action, to get up and go to the gym, but it's another thing that when you go to the gym, you're just kind of going through the motions. You're not pushing yourself through heavier weights or through plateaus. You're just kind of going through the motions. I got my hour of workout in and I'm done, okay? How many times have any of us done that? I know I have. And so maybe my focus at that point is a 4. So if I've got an 8 and a 4 and I graph it on the quadrant, you're going to see that what's happening is I'm in the scattered zone, which means I need to bring more focus to my workouts or my health when I come back into play. Or maybe it's my relationships. You know, look at the relationship and say, yeah, I'm doing a lot of things, but I'm not present. I'm not focused. So all of a sudden, again, I'm in the scattered zone. Or maybe I'm present, but we're not doing the things. I'm not doing the things that she wants, the things that are meaningful to her. And so maybe I'm in the hope zone and I'm sitting back there. So in every context of my life, in every context of your life, here's what I invite you to do. Download the Success Zone Evaluator and go through and score yourself in health, in wealth, in relationships, in business, in leadership. You can do it in parenting. You can do it in any context of your life. But I would at least do health, wealth, and relationships. And as an entrepreneur, do business. And as an entrepreneur, do leadership. So those 5 zones. And just score yourself and graph it out. In the downloadable tool, you have the ability to graph it. You graph it out and you can see where you are on that graph. You're either in one of the 4 zones, and based on where you're at, now it's time to plan, take action to change or shift so you can spend the majority of your time living in the success zone. So I hope that was of value to you. I hope that you're going to find this helpful. I know for me, to keep me on track, this is a great tool, a great process to go through every 90 days to take it out and go, well, that kind of sucks. I didn't do so well that last 90 days. Now I got to focus on it and put a process in to focus on it. So I hope, again, that you'll take this, you'll use it. It'll make a huge difference. I think if you just concertedly use this for the next year, you'll look back on the next year and go, wow, how much your life has changed because you were intentional, because you tracked it, because you knew that each and every time, each and every day, you spend the majority of your time in the success zone. So download the Success Zone Evaluator. Again, you can get it at melabraham.com/session047. And if you're not by your computer, you happen to be out running around shopping at the gym maybe you're out, then just text my legacy, one word, no spaces, to 38470. I'll make sure that we get you the download link. And if you haven't done so already, do me a favor, subscribe. Okay, I love seeing subscribers, talking to subscribers, seeing who you are, what you're doing, seeing how I can support you. So join the community, join the rest of the folks that have joined me on this journey and working for that. And while you're at it, share it with a friend. Send it to a friend. Invite a friend to join in. Invite a friend to learn the tools that the successful are using, to learn the tools to build the dreams that you deserve to live, to learn the tools that are going to make a difference. And so I hope that you found this of value. If you have any questions about this, about wealth, about success, about business, about entrepreneurship, about thought leadership, whatever it is, just go to askmelnow.com. Leave me your message, leave me a question there. I'll make sure that I pick it up on one of the upcoming episodes of the Entrepreneur Solution Show. And until we get a chance to see each other again, may your vision be grand, your journey epic, and your legacy significant. See you soon. Cheers. Now go make a success out of your life.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you subscribe so you get access to all of Mel's business and success tips. And if you like this episode, share it with a friend. If you have a specific business or success question, you can ask it at www.askmelnow.com. Remember, it's all about being bold, dreaming big, and living life your way. Because the world needs you. Until the next episode, may your vision be grand, your journey epic, and your legacy significant.